In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom discusses the latest monthly red meat export results, which included a new value record for beef exports.
The November export results were, again, a lot of positive momentum on the beef side. 7% growth at 123,000 tons. You know, another $1 billion month in terms of value will be a record for the year, well over $10 billion when we get the December stats in. But exciting thing on the beef side is the broad-based growth. Same theme we've talked about the last several months. Japan up 15%, Korea 23%, China basically double the volume versus a year ago. You look at Central America and South America, Caribbean, all showing significant growth, despite some of the headwinds like these logistics issues. Beef variety meats definitely are important. Once again, another record and broad-based. I mean, we're seeing Asia, Latin America, Middle East, all contributing to this demand for beef variety meats. The November stats on pork, while down slightly, still a very big month at 238,000 tons. Right now, we're sitting about even with a year ago, last year's record, and we're up 7% on the value side, about $7.5 billion. So as we all knew, China would be down about 25% year to date. That trend continued in November, but it's being offset. And the market that's leading the way on that is Mexico. We were up 34% for the month of November at 87,000 tons. So very close to the old record. And year to date, we will be setting a record. But really, the story is about Latin America. I mean, you got Central America and South America led by Colombia. And in November, the Asian market is leading the way, of course, is Korea. We have 24% growth. One of the segments that leading this growth is a chilled pork going into the retail sector, which is encouraging to see.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.